One of those performances under consideration has to be a performance from October of 1983. The Bills go to Miami to play the Dolphins. Dan Marino, first-round draft pick of the Dolphins, gets his first NFL start in that game, and he is out-dueled, outplayed by our next guest. He spent 12 years with the Buffalo Bills at quarterback, third-round pick out of Arkansas. Happy to have Joe Ferguson on the line with us live. Joe, it's John Murphy and Donald Jones. Thanks for joining us here today. We really appreciate it.
Hey, John. How you doing?
We're doing okay, and we're glad to be talking with you, and glad you're doing well, and happy to have you on the show. We want to start by focusing on that game, Orange Bowl 1983. Obviously, your team, your Bills team, did not have a lot of success down there playing in Miami. And what do you recall about the run-up to that game when, I believe, Marino replaced David Woodley at quarterback that game, right?
Well, there was a lot of hype about Dan Marino and his starting and playing in the game, and he definitely did a good job there in that game, and as he did most of his career. But every time we played Miami, there was such a hype about we've got to beat Miami. It didn't make any difference who else we beat at that time, and we played them twice a year. And just the streak that they had on us was putting a lot of pressure on us, and it was a big relief to be able to beat them in Miami. That was the best part about it. We beat them there also.
Joe, you talked about it being a lot of buzz and hype around Dan Marino and it being his first start. You know, what when you're going up against a quarterback like that or anybody and somebody else on the opposing team is getting all this buzz, what's your mindset going into that game?
Well, it was like, what was that, my 50 or 60 year? I was kind of settled in. I really didn't bother me a lot because I knew we were going to have to play, and he was, being a rookie, or maybe he wasn't a rookie at the time. I can't remember, to be perfectly honest with you, but it was his first game to start. And I knew there'd be a lot of hype about that. I just did my job. I mean, that was it. I wasn't worried about how he played, even though I enjoyed watching him. But I was more concerned about our team and going to Miami and getting that streak knocked out and beating them at home. I mean, that was a big part of it right there.
Joe, it seems like, and we look back on it, it seems like that was maybe an uncharacteristic game for the Bills. I mean, you threw the ball 55 times that game, completed 38 of them. You threw for 5 touchdowns. There weren't, nobody has a lot of games like that, but that was not the type of game that you had been accustomed to playing, I wouldn't think, that kind of a shootout game, huh?
Well, it turned out we had to throw the football more. They had a great defense, which they pretty much did every year. Our running game wasn't working, so we threw the football, and it was effective. And our play calling that day was excellent, if I remember correctly. And it just worked out that way. And I think it kind of opens up a little bit more for the rest of the season also. But we had to throw the football to win the game, and we weren't going to run the football and win the game at that point. So throwing the ball was fun. It was a lot of fun down there, especially winning the game.
Two of the touchdown passes went to a guy who – name doesn't come up too often, but a very speedy receiver, Byron Franklin, caught 2 touchdown passes in the first half. He was kind of an underrated, maybe sneaky fast kind of guy, wasn't he, Byron Franklin?
Byron Franklin was very talented, young guy at that point, and really did a good job for us during his career. But he was kind of an unheralded player that was very, very talented. I think if he had been a little bit bigger, a little stronger, he might have been able to play a little longer in the league. But very talented, very smart individual, and did a good job. I mean, he was a good receiver, consistent receiver, and he's always in the right spot most of the time.
And a couple of touchdown catches from Joe Cribbs, who was, I think, probably in his third year in the league at that point, maybe his fourth year. Joe Cribbs was a pretty good dual threat, wasn't he? He was a really good running back, but a good target coming out of the backfield as well, wasn't he?
Probably the best target, maybe besides Thurman Thomas, but Joe Cribbs was an outstanding player, running the football, hard-nosed guy, and consistent. He came to play every week, but catching the ball out of the backfield was a big, big asset for him, and that was something new for us also. You know, coming out of the OJ years and a couple other running backs we had, we didn't throw to very much, but Joe Cribbs, because you could flex him out, put him in the slot, or he could come in out of the backfield where he was more dangerous. But he was an excellent receiver.
Now, the Bills have a running back right now in Shady McCoy who is that type of running back. He can really do anything you ask of him to do. How important is that for you as a quarterback to have a running back that can do so many different things? Is it like a safety net type of thing?
In today's world, because they throw the football so much now, It's kind of commonplace, but back then when we were playing, having a guy come out of the backfield, most defenses weren't prepared for that. It put a lot of pressure on the defensive linebackers because a lot of times they were the ones covering man-to-man. So at that point in our career, it was really kind of something new. Baltimore was doing it a little bit, but most teams weren't bringing the back out of the backfield like we were at that point. So we were a little ahead of the game with that. We had a great guy that could do it in Joe Cribbs.
We're on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with former Bills quarterback Joe Ferguson. He's, you would think his performance against the Dolphins is going to be part of the top 10 individual performances in Bills history. The TV show coming up tonight, 9 o'clock on MSG. Joe, what you talk about how the game's opened up so much, during the course of your career, you kind of were at the right on the cusp of that. If you look, and just looking at numbers, but we know how it was when you first came in as a rookie. You attempted a total of 164 passes that rookie year, and within 6 or 7 years, you were throwing the ball three times as many, you know, pass attempts. Did the game change, or did your approach and your coaching change during that span of your career?
A little bit of both, but the biggest change in the game was the shotgun formation. I think Dallas was the first team to use it, and then we picked it up when Kay Stevenson and Chuck Knox was there. But I think the shotgun formation allowed you to get rid of the football quicker without getting pressure, and flexing people out, putting people in the slot, really opened the game up and allowed the passing game to really kick in as it is today. I mean, you're throwing the football 60, some teams 70 times a game now. That's unbelievable. But I think the shotgun formation allowed us to do that at that time.
Now, in today's game, like you're saying, there is a lot of shotgun formation, but there are also some quarterbacks that really can work a lot better from under center and play action and different things like that. Did the shotgun help your game personally?
At first it didn't, because I was scared of it, because I had to take my eyes off the defense and look at the ball. But after I got used to it, I loved it. And I was actually hoping we'd put more of a running game in with the shotgun formation, which you see in today, more of the option type play. And but the game has changed so much since then, as you'll see in college. And I think in pro football, you know, I don't think the running quarterback's ever going to take hold, because the quarterback's so important. And you only have two on most teams, and you got to pay them too much money to go out and take a bunch of hits. So I'm not sure that'll ever kick in with the running game as a quarterback in pro football, but it definitely has helped the passing game and the quick-release quarterbacks during the blitz period. So that's one reason why the shotgun formation is taken over, because you can get rid of the football so quick.
Hey Joe, I'm not sure how closely you follow the current Buffalo Bills, but when you talk about running quarterbacks, the Bills have a pretty mobile, athletic quarterback. Tyrod Taylor may not be classified as a running quarterback, but any thoughts on what you've seen from Tyrod Taylor and maybe where his future lies in the NFL?
We don't get a lot of Buffalo games on TV down here, but the few times I have seen him, I was impressed with his throwing ability and his running ability. I'm not sure they're calling play. I guess when I say running quarterback, I mean, he plays with a call
right
for the quarterback to run the ball. I mean, when he gets pressured, he's definitely a threat. There's no doubt about that. But I've enjoyed watching him, and I think as he progresses, you know, I think he'll be a fine quarterback.
Do you think the Bills can win with a quarterback like Tyrod? Because you have so many people that say he needs to sit in the pocket a lot more than he does. Can teams win with a quarterback like Tyrod Taylor?
You know, history has shown in pro football, the guy that's can stand in the pocket and deliver the football has won championships. I mean, if you go back through the years, how many quarterbacks that have busted out of there and try to run too quick or not get rid of the football quick, how many of those have been in championships? There have been a couple that were close, but nobody's ever won. I don't think any quarterback that was actually the running type quarterback has won a championship yet. So it's hard to say. It may happen in the near future, but I think the guy that's going to stand in there and read the defenses, the Mannings, the Bradys, the guys that can read the defense and know where to throw the football before the snap, those are the guys that have won championships. So that's kind of what I'm basing my thinking on.
We're with Joe Ferguson, former Bills quarterback, talking about one of his signature games, the performance against Dan Marino and the Dolphins in 1983. The other thing I recall about that game, Joe, was the way it ended in overtime. Joe DiNello hit a overtime field goal, and the Bills came out of there with a 38-35 win. And Of course, Freddie Smirlus was a teammate of yours back then, and I always remember his comment because Dinello had, quite frankly, a pretty big nose, and Smirlus said something along the lines of, yeah, he just made that field goal by a nose or something. You remember that? It was kind of funny at the time, and you played with Freddie. You know how he was about it.
Fred Smirlus and Jim Hazard were like running mates, and they would say anything to anybody, any place. So they were the kings of the locker room, let me put it that way.
I wonder, Joe, do you look at that game as maybe your best game or your signature game? Because a lot of Bills fans think also to, and it was a loss, unfortunately, but the game in San Diego when you're playing on a pretty severely sprained ankle and a really heroic performance on that bad ankle in the playoffs in 1980. Where does that stand on your list of career highlights or at least memorable games?
The San Diego game I played well under the conditions as far as, but I couldn't do anything but stand there and throw, and fortunately we were able to hit some passes in that game. But the Miami game, because it was such a big game for the, and then the San Diego game was also, but that was such a big game for the people in Buffalo to beat Miami. That was such a major rivalry every year. The Snow Belt against the Sun Belt. I think the Miami game affected the people in Buffalo more than any other game, to be honest with you, in my 12 years there.
Yeah. And you unfortunately were there for a long part of the 70s streak against Miami. I don't think Bills fans, younger Bills fans, can appreciate how frustrating it was and the various ways that your team, the Bills team, would lose to the Dolphins, whether it was officiating calls or a kick that just sailed wide. I mean, it was almost like you're beating your head against the wall to finally win in the Orange Bowl. That makes that, I would think, a pretty important game in your career, huh?
It was huge, but it was so frustrating to play the Dolphins because they were always a well-coached, good football team, smart players, well-coached, I guess, more than anything. But we would beat them in a lot of statistics and then look at the scoreboard, and they won the game.
Yeah.
several times we beat them, pretty good in statistics, but, when they didn't make the mistakes or didn't have the penalties or a turnover here and there, and so it was very frustrating, but very frustrating for the fans also.
The Orange Bowl was kind of a pain in the neck for you guys to play in, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of an older stadium, actually, at that point, and it was hot all the time. It seemed like every time we went down there, we had guys that, got tired early in the game. Which made a difference.
Sure.
But it was the locker room was small. I mean, it wasn't a pleasant place to go play, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, before we break off with you, just to check in, you're doing well, right? You work in real estate in Arkansas, and you're healthy, right? Things are going well for you these days?
I have been blessed, you bet. My health is good. I'm very busy in the real estate market down here. We've been blessed there also. But right now, just doing well. I have no complaints, and only thing is 97 degrees down here today, so that's all.
It's about 20 degrees
cool. No, we're doing well. My wife and I, my kids are doing well. My grandson's doing well, and I'm doing well, so I can't complain.
That's great, and it's great to hear your voice, Joe. Will you be coming up for any alumni events later this year? What's the plan?
I'm pretty sure I'm coming up for the alumni event this year.
Okay. That'll be great to see you. Joe, thanks for this. We appreciate you reminiscing with us about that game and about your career.